What's up, Real Live Talk family? We live in this mug right here. Live. Live. Yeah. Live. Sound Song Live Production.
Another hit.
I'm sitting here with Sean Poe, Cleveland's own.
Hey, yo,
going all in. Y'all hear this beat? This different level. It make me seek deep inside the soul. Had the real control. I don't play no games. Had the queen cold. Yeah, I said had, yes, in the past. Me and my laugh will become a blast. Everybody tripping, but they after. Turn it down for a quick second, man.
What's happening, fam?
Yes, what's up, Real Live Talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles. He's here, I just took off right here. I'm in here with the brethren, Cleveland's own Sean Capone, nigga.
Hey, yo, hey.
So, yes. He, this is the track he was working on before I left him last night after. Yeah.
A little bit after we got finished talking to y'all last time.
Yeah, a little bit after. Yep. So, it's all the way cool. I'm like, man, what's up with that beat you was working with him? And boom, he said, oh. Yeah.
Speaking of which, here, go right.
Yeah. So, this is one of those real live moments right here. And, first and foremost, all praise is due to the Most High.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for this opportunity. All praise is due.
All things possible.
Real live salute to all those who tap in, tune in, share these links.
Family.
You know. We got a real live salute going on the flag side. You know, I'm all about them flags.
Got some new family.
We got a new family enjoying. You know what I mean? Thank you, Saudi Arabia.
Yes, we see
for joining
flag.
In.
We recognize the flag.
I recognize.
Yes, sir. How you doing, fellas?
So thank you for Saudi Arabia joining the Real Live Talk family, Real Live Talk podcast platform, radio show family.
That's right.
It's all the way good on that one. So yeah. So we right now excluding the United States of America.
Yeah, right.
We are 28 flags deep. We had the United States, we 29 flags deep. So yeah.
All the brothers and sisters in Africa.
Progress is being made right here.
Spain.
I want to see Brazil pop up. I want to see Spain pop up. All these have their own flags.
Yeah, we want to holler.
Yeah, they got their own flags.
We want to see them flags. You know y'all listen, hit that subscribe. No,
yes.
Hit that subscribe, get down like, live.
Like, you know what I mean, with the live movement. Live sound song movement right here. But yeah, we here with episode 18, season 5. All the way live, 365.
All the different places. The experiences you can experience in the different places.
Yeah, we about to talk about that. Because the topic... Title of the topic,
memories you make.
How do you enjoy them? How do you incorporate
memories?
We talking about memories on this one. Dot 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 blah blah blah. You know, live in.
That's one of the best things you can do with female is a memory, nigga. You know that?
Turn that down real quick.
That's the best you can
do. Yeah, keep that one spinning right there. That's gonna be the beat right there for the podcast. I mean, it's this episode right here. But what I'm speaking about is, how do you really use them? How do you enjoy them? How do you benefit from your real life, if you have one, photogenic memory? This brethren right here, Cleveland's own Sean Capone,
the well known.
You know he.
Three states, five cities. You can drive me off anywhere in them motherfuckers.
I have access, you know, and ties to, you know, Cleveland, of course. Texas.
Where? Shout out to Houston, Texas.
Michigan, Detroit, Flint.
Flint Town.
New York.
My folks in Lansing, too. What's happening, y'all?
New York, y'all. Philly, you know, and Birmingham, Alabama.
So with the NY cats,
you know, Kenner, Louisiana, but that's a whole different situation. I actually am still getting tapped into that whole lineage of my whole history right there, you know.
Because I was like school then almost.
Yeah.
That's what I call my trips to Louisiana. I call it, it was like school.
I've been to New Orleans, you know, 2019 on my birthday.
Yeah.
Been to New Orleans, but Kenner, Louisiana is lineage shit right there. You know what I mean? I'm a Kenner.
Hey, yo.
For those that, you know.
A lot of us looking for our fucking lineage. And you'll find that a lot of us, you can trace your shit back to Mississippi or Louisiana most of the time.
Yeah. I originate from the Kenahabu tribe. So, like, I'm, you know, once again. But anyway, moving forward.
A lot of Florida ancestry, too. Can't forget about that.
I got that one, too.
Yeah.
South Carolina as well.
Yeah, the Seminoles. North Carolina. That's their home.
Virginia. The whole little different D.C., Maryland situation there. But anyway, you know, like, I got to give my brethren props when it comes to the whole little, not little in a diminishing way, but
yeah, you know, the
brethren right here, you know, when he shares the stories that y'all have not heard, when he walks in the shadows that y'all have not walked. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to Kirk. Shout out to Kirk on that one.
Shout out to Brother Kirk. Shout out to Kirk for that one.
Shout out to you. He was on that little snippet that 88 was playing. I heard you like, what do you mean? Is it acknowledgement? You know, you was trying to really find out what he was talking about.
He was trying to get to the point.
I'm here for the good conversation.
Yeah, you know, I want to get to the bottom of it.
But I like the fact when me and you, 88, me, you, and anybody else that's around.
Another patch.
You know, you.
Even Chulo on the phone. Oh, the phone.
But no, I'm talking about when you be sharing different cities and states that you've been in.
Yeah.
Chulo ain't heard all that. Patchy ain't even heard all of it.
Yeah, Larry got some good ones, too.
Larry got some.
He been around, too.
From hearing you on the different spots you were on, Larry is mainly Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's visited other places, but as far as living, we talking about living here.
Well, me and my folks had to actually go there, put it down, meet folks, ingratiate ourselves, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. My childhood is broke up, you know, dealing with self. My childhood is broke up of Cleveland, Michigan, and Texas. You know, my little sister, who's not little as far as, you know, but
right.
She was born after me.
Hey, baby sis.
She was born in Texas.
Okay, all right. Yeah, right.
El Paso, Texas, to be exact.
Okay.
My father was in the military, late father. So it's like, got to enjoy all the little benefits and fruits of the labor, you know what I mean, when it came to being in Texas. So we talking about San Antonio, to Corpus Christi, Austin, you know what I mean?
And even when you leave, a little bit of that stay with you.
A little bit of Dallas, El Paso, Buena Vista. I mean, we used to go to the real live parts of Mexico on family vacations.
That's a whole different experience from being up here in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying?
Juarez, don't let me start naming parts of Mexico that y'all be like, oh, y'all was going there for family vacations? Right. Yeah, we were. But that's a whole different situation I'm not going to get all the way in depth with.
Yeah, right.
That's what ties into the topic. Like, how do you value your memory Rolodex?
Is it certain things, you know, and then some folks, you know, mention this time. Is it certain things, I know I had to, I went through this, and you know, I had to go inside, do the work to pull this out, but it was certain things that, I just purposely tried to forget. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely had that part.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm talking about how you value the memories that actually did some good justice on developing who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got some things that we would like to forget.
But the thing about that, though, is don't tie a look.
Yeah, we definitely got that. That exists.
When you face yourself and you get a chance to go back and face some of the things that you try to forget, you find out so much about your motherfucking self, man, from the shit that you walked away from, the memories you try to put behind, the failures you forgot about, you know what I'm saying? That high school championship game where that dude didn't give you the pass and y'all lost. and yo, you just try to forget about it, and yo, but you, that shit hurted you for like 3 years. Until after about 3 years, you sit there and thought that you thought about that shit, and in that moment, you had a realization about yourself from a moment that you try to forget about.
He just went there on some old quick sports stuff. You know, I have my own little sports moments. Yeah, I don't forget about them. I remember them so I could share them with, as jewels with my son. You know, my oldest son, who's a real live basketball prodigy.
But falling!
I'm going to tap in with him. And this weekend, hopefully, when I have them over, I'm gonna present a question to him. And it's going to be so simple, and I'm not going to elaborate or get even emotional, no excitement. It's all just, I'm going to present a question to him, and I guarantee it's going to change his whole perspective and focus when it comes to what he likes, what he enjoys.
Yep, and hopefully these will be some of the memories that he keep with him, you know? How many times memories that came to you, I want to say like on a whim. Where like it's like you going throughout your regular day and doing some shit, and it might be something that you might be doing or conducting at that time.
Yeah.
And in that moment, while you're conducting this shit, you sit there and think to yourself and be like, somewhere down the line, you picked this up. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere down the line, that shit came up and you know, you was able to draw for that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you pick shit up in the middle of a day that your mama told you.
Yeah,
might be a fuck nigga or something. You be like, this nigga, I knew this nigga. And you walk away and you be like, my mama told me about niggas like this.
Another level of this whole topic right here. What about the times where you sitting there like, okay.
What's up, T.Y.?
Life and experiences are all teachers, for real. So, no better teacher than life and the emotions we go through and everything.
Yes, sir.
But we in a whole different digital age right now, yo. So, a lot of the photos and the videos I've took over the years, you know, Google Photos come out of nowhere and just give you, you know, memories and this and that, and you sitting there like, dang, it shows you,
man.
You know, cause like 88 Brother 88 said, we don't really know and have a concept of and grasp on the element of time, but with how digital things are right now, these memories that they pull up based on the time you took the photo or the video, whatever it is.
Right.
You sitting there like, okay, boom, like, damn, this, oh man, this was 20 fucking 12. Oh, this was 2009. Oh, this was 2015. Oh, this was 2018. Oh, this was during 2020. Boom, boom, boom. It's like, it reminds you.
Some of the moments be either so good or so bad that when you see the picture or the remembrance of it, you feel like you're there, right there at that moment.
Immediately at the time that you took the picture. I'm one of those individuals because the reason I have a different flip side on the energy that I fucking project on the individuals that could all the way be considered ops. But we have this history here. I have these moments of reminder. I have these memories in the arsenal. I choose, because the gift of choice, I always speak on, I choose to build on the energy of that good memory, all these good memories that connect us and make everything all the way real, live, and official. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
You know? See,
even the bad shit, you could draw something good out of it if you look closely enough at it. And you always...
That comes down to perspective.
Yep.
But go ahead.
No, and the one thing that always keep, the one thing that can always keep a person perspective in check is to always, first off, just always evaluate yourself in a situation first.
A lot of folks don't do that.
I had to learn how to do that.
A lot of folks don't do that. They base on who they were dealing with, what they did, what their hand was in it.
The situation.
Based on the moves they made and decisions they made.
What this person's supposed to know or think or feel. But no, like, what was you doing at that time? You know what I'm saying? And then from there, even if you don't like what happened, but you can feel a lot better about it because you at least know your place in it and what you did in it.
You have to acknowledge it.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to really have a what I like to say and talk about all the time, a real live AAA membership.
Hey, yo, for it tough.
The AAA tough. Membership. And the AAA membership I'm talking about has nothing to do with roadside assistance. I'm talking about acknowledgement,
holla at them.
Accountability, and addressing.
It's one of my favorites. Oh, my goodness. I bet you heard you say that shit. Oh, my goodness.
Because look, have you ever met the individual that is acknowledgement and that is acknowledging of their shit, somewhat accountable, but they don't want to address it. They feel they get tight in the bottom, and you know they get sweaty in the palms when it comes to addressing the whole thing.
No, you know this is something that
for the masses.
No, you know I think this
they
is
can address it to individuals they trust, and they pray and hope that you don't take that individual they trusted it with and trusted it with. Doesn't take it and try and use it and throw it in their face and make them feel all, you know, awkward about it. That's another AAA, you know. Yeah, we got quadruple A, we got triple A, we got, you know what I mean? We got infinity A's, you know what I mean? Hit you with the A's.
You know, and I think it's something that everybody struggle with every now and then at different points in their life. You know what I'm saying? I struggle with the shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, sometimes I might need a little push. Hey, but I know that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, once I started realizing that, I had to start figuring out different little things to push myself. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that they all work, but you gotta try. You gotta try to correct these things as much as you can until you figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Until you figure it out. And here's one thing that lightweight gets shunned on and disrespected out here. Mm. As long as you're living,
right,
and breathing breath in your lungs,
right,
and pursuing the real life motions of living it, walking and living in your purpose,
right,
you're gonna always be a work in progress. You're always gonna be working on yourself.
Just by being conscious out here.
Cause there comes those times where you're so focused on people pleasing that you forget all about self. And then, if you're one of those individuals, like I've been, and sometimes I go back and forth with, and I'm still, you know, trying to work it out.
Yep.
If you're one of them individuals that let shit build up, when you finally release it, it's going to come off.
It's bad.
It depends who you release it to.
Yeah.
But if you release it to the wrong individual, they're
going to
think, no, timing is everything too. But if you release it to the wrong person, they're gonna try and use it as a moment of judgment, over judgment. You know, it's just gonna be all the way bad. This is what I just want to go ahead and just sum it up to.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be cool.
And like you were saying earlier.
So you didn't really hear me. You just heard bits and pieces. I hate selective. I hate the wrong type of selective hearing type of person.
Or the folk who hear just to make a recant instead of listening for the conversation and dialogue.
Say it again.
You understand what I'm saying?
Say it again.
A person that listens to what you say just to poke a hole and make a recant instead of actually being there for the real conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because that's not a conversation. That's going to end up being a debate. Am I correct?
And you want to find out. And I always say, if you want to find out if somebody's really for you, have a disagreement with them. A disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Everything that you've shared in y'all history will either not appear or all the way appear.
Or it mean everything. Yep.
It does all the way appear, that means they ain't for you for real. They just use everything, every bit of your history. It's okay to call people out on their shit. it's okay. You know, it's a right and wrong way of doing so.
Yes, sir.
But when you use vulnerable personal conversations that you share with an individual, and they use that shit to kind of diminish your character and your livelihood.
And you can tell when folks are doing stuff like this, because this is when...
when it's all bad.
A person will bring some fucked up shit up about you. They don't got nothing to do with the conversation. And you looking at them like...
Like they was waiting on you to talk about something.
And you looking at them like, where the fuck this come from?
Hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
And then the other thing that makes it a little bit funny and shit is... and not funny, but
it's,
funny.
It's sad, right.
You looking like... you know, because everybody always like to say this dumbass quote. You know, I'm not perfect. Yeah, we all not. Yeah. And we all will never be.
Right.
So, you say that to say what?
Right.
It sounds like some old justification of your mediocrity is about to come into play as soon as you start off the sentence with that shit. Like, man, I've never been one of those ones that say, you know, use the perfection or imperfections of my decisions and my life strides to justify some shit.
Especially for me, man, you mistreating what I'm saying? Or doing something to somebody else because of what the fuck happened to me. You know what I'm saying? That's never the way to be. You know, and true enough, hurt people, you know what I'm saying?
Say it again?
Hurt people do hurt people, you know what I'm saying? But the cycle does break once a person is allowed...
And really pays their dividends for their AAA membership. My fault, I ain't even
been there. No, yeah.
I ain't even interrupt you, but because you know what I'm saying?
Because they got to look at themselves. So they can stop fucking being hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Stop fucking...
Because the person that hurt him, you know what I'm saying, 8 times out of 10, it's going to be a long time most of the time before that person comes and becomes accountable. And you can actually...
If ever.
And a lot of times it's somebody you love, so it really hurt.
If ever.
You waiting for years for your uncle to come to you.
If ever.
Nephew, I'm sorry.
No, I ain't my no uncle. No,
You wait for years for it to be your auntie. I know I stole the money out you. I'm sorry, you know. But they ain't going to do that, so... You know what I'm saying? So after a while, you're going to have to look at yourself and then start realizing how you can prevent it.
And how? And to come back full circle, because that was real strong, real strong valid points you just dropped on.
And what I tell you about my uncles the other day? I still ain't get that conversation. I don't even say nothing no more. I just, you know what I'm saying?
But how it comes full circle to the topic at hand. When you have memories, you know, like all the states I just named and places I've been, what I experienced from each one of those places made up who I am right now today.
This nigga I'm looking at right now, Tyler Hammond.
You know what I mean? So there's not only, I've dealt with every type of person in the world except somebody from Antarctica. I'm telling you right now.
Yep.
Every other place in the world, hey, I've had some kind of, you know, I've had the benefit and the live ass blessing of being able to, you know, do that and finagle that.
Right.
But I have not met anybody from Antarctica yet.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I'd make that trip. If I could, I'd like to see what's out there, you know what I'm saying?
But some of the living I seen out there right now, I mean, I don't know. It got to be a pretty cold chick. To even be able to fucking come join with me
Antarctica, on that. She gotta be a cold piece.
My bad, bro. My bad. She gotta be a cold
piece, boy.
Gotta be fucking igloo, penguin, polar bear, pussy cold, man. Even understand what we talking about here. So, I'm just saying, you know, that came from me being into, you know, all the way, you know, incorporated in the restaurant and hospitality industry, even the customer service over the ball industry.
Oh, you meet a lot of different types of people.
So yeah,
Marlo.
So I've dealt with every type of individual out here and every culture. Except someone from Antarctica.
Yep.
which, according to the live historian, J88 Keys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a desert. It really is a desert.
Yeah.
It's an Arctic desert.
Yeah. Before it was ice, it was sand.
Before it was ice, it was sand.
Before the Sahara, it was water on that one.
Look, you got the hottest. Yeah, you got the hottest, you know, part in the world. And you got the coldest. You know what I mean? Yeah, Antarctica is the coldest.
And you know, in all the experiences you go through, look, let me tell y'all something, man. Experiences sometimes could be worth more money sometimes than a person would have. You know, one of the best things you can give a girl is an experience. You give an experience that she ain't have.
No, look, give a human.
Any human, right.
That's all the dynamics of life. But yeah, finish your point.
And they'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? You could give them fucking $200, and your cousin gonna forget about that shit 2 years ago. But do something that they can feel, that means something to them. You know what I'm saying? That memory of that moment right there, they won't ever forget that. You know what I'm saying? So it's things that probably me and my man Tyler Hamilton did that a lot of dudes out here with a lot more money than us never did. They never had that experience, but they had that much money. You know what I'm saying? Experience, if you take these experiences in, you garner them, you take them for everything that they work. The good and the bad, you suck it all in, and you use that to move on. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny that you brought up with the money situation. With me, my life experience, memory-wise, I would never get in depth and break you down, you know, break it down fully on, you know, a lot of the money ventures
experience.
You know, but one thing I can say is my life experience earning money and getting money out here.
Whatever problem. Whatever problem. No.
There's not an individual. I'm talking about Bill Gates money. I'm talking about that 1% money. Yeah. None of them make me uncomfortable in the room with them. You know what I mean? None of them.
Because you know what you know. Because you know what you know.
And
when they realize you know what you know,
your tax record doesn't make me uncomfortable.
And when they realize you know what you know, they know that they already understand it. You know what I'm saying? They sitting right next to you in the room.
We can't look at this
because no matter how much money you got in your pocket, they recognize that
or have access to
through these conversations you having with them. This man has experienced some shit. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, there's many dudes out here, females, dudes, and families, it's a lot of families and people and women, females and dudes that have done some stuff that they just probably never thought they would ever be able to do or anything like that. And that's the experience, you know what
look,
I'm saying?
Look, a long time ago, I found that I was way more comfortable in my skin than a lot of individuals that I be around. Because one thing's for sure, two things for certain. You be out having a good time. You meet individuals.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most disrespectful money motherfuckers that I've came in contact with is folks that play pro ball.
Oh.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Man, they be...
It's a different type of...
They order shit a different way. All of it. Food, drinks, all that. Me.
Not yet.
Look, here's what separate... This what made me be all the way like, oh yeah, I love my skin. I'm in versus what I'm witnessing with these folks doing their order.
Yeah.
They got entourages around them.
Yeah.
And ain't no other individual in this entourage that has the kind of money they have.
Nope.
So you have a lot of individuals, not the individual doing the ordering and paying for the whole tab, the whole ticket, whether it's female, male or female, don't matter. Mm-hmm. Whoever's paying for the ticket, the individuals who are not paying be the ones acting the most arrogant and disrespectful.
They got all the questions for you. They got all the requests for you.
Uh-oh.
And then they quickly tell you.
Hold on real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, yo, we about to take a little quick break real quick. Kobe. Oh my God. Oh shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yay!
Brother Ray Ray. Hey, what up, Real Live Talk family? We back here with part 2, episode 18,
family.
Season 5. You know, I had to get off, you know. Sometimes when you get the phone call in the middle of recording, because, hey, I don't have the whole little podcast set up where I got the computer and the headphones and the visuals. You know. Not yet. I'm using it for certain situations. But I was like, I'm seeing the phone call number come through. And something just said, at first I was going to ignore it because I'm in the middle of my, you know, I'm in my flow.
We right in the middle of the joke.
So I said, answer the call. I answered the call. And it was, you know,
man,
all the way cool.
Real, it's real live talking real in real time.
Look.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Hold on.
Shout out to Lady Santana. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can say that because I can throw the name out all the way. But y'all, if I don't know her last name and all that good shit, you won't be able to fucking. You have no blueprint and ties to her. But anyway.
That's how you know my mans ain't never lying about nothing he talking about, man. The money is the livest, man. Man, we gonna toast to that, man. My man's the livest, man.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, and Shorty know that too, cause
look.
Hey, man, look, I ain't gonna lie, man. Look, you've been around somebody and
talk to him.
And they answer the phone, or you've been around somebody who making a phone call.
This ties into the memory.
And the person pick up the other line, and you see that person reaction when that person pick up, and they, you can tell like this nigga happy. She happy, he happy as fuck. Yo, she was happy as fucking picked up the phone. But you know what? She called my nigga off the memory that she had of him. And she told him. And I was a witness to that. And right now, every time nigga heard that, we gonna toast to that.
Give him my ass.
Cause nigga is some of the realest around. Everybody know that. Yo, she said, yo, you wanna real nigga? I've been around a long time. I've been around here. Oh, I'm so glad you And niggas felt that. That was real.
Was it exactly what was her words?
You one of the realest motherfuckers I've ever been around. I'm so glad you answered the phone.
Huh.
The one that our owner go by, the Maya Angelou quote.
And what we
people
said
about
always memory.
Remember.
Oh.
People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But they'll never forget how you made them feel.
How you make them feel.
Yep.
That's, I know that, why the Gainsbourg sings.
My great, great, great aunt.
That reaction time, not to cut you, real
no,
quick.
No, my aunt used to say that all the time. Rest in peace, Aunt TM. But she used to always say that.
Rest in peace, Aunt TM. But you actually had an auntie name, yeah?
Aunt TM, yes.
Like E-M?
Yeah.
Like Wizard of Oz, EM.
I'm like,
hey, Ty, hit that, Ty. Come here, man.
Rest in peace, Auntie EM. I just had to know, you actually had an auntie named EM.
Yes.
That's cool.
That's great. That's cool.
Yeah, man.
But my brother,
you don't get that every day.
But brother right here, brother Sean Capone, he heard it.
That reaction was priceless. You can't pay for some shit like that.
Yeah.
And that's what we was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, memories are worth money. They valuable.
They go. Speaking of memories, so I gotta go, not dark, but see this picture there.
Hold on. Hey, on part 2, we got Brother 88.
Oh, yeah, that's me, 88.
Wait, 88,
I got
the house, y'all.
On the beast today.
The whole South.
Yeah.
I can count.
This beat right here, he's playing. This has been leaving the whole situation.
But, speaking of memories, this touched my heart. And I don't know exactly what to say because I want to make it real. I don't want to just send out a like generic Facebook response like, oh, so sorry for your loss. But my man's, these people in this picture, y'all can't see it, but my man's right here, this black dude married a Turkish woman.
Right here.
That's the black dude that married a Turkish woman. They had these kids.
Yeah.
They look a little funny, but they was my boys from day one.
Okay.
Took the two twins, Kenan and Kamal, and their sister Tara. They just lost their father yesterday. I grew up with these people. Like, when I say I grew up, I mean, we played Nintendo together, basketball. I mean, we grew up, like,
From the old school.
From the old school. So yeah. I'm trying to find real words to say other than sorry for your loss. But these are the, when I saw this
don't
picture.
Don't say sorry. Don't no, use that
I'm
word.
Not even sorry
don't even
it,
use that word. Because I hate a sorry motherfucker.
I want to really, I don't want to send no cookie cutter response because speaking of memories, when I saw this picture, this is when I met them. Now, y'all can't see it, but they like little kids. And it evoked memories of me from when I didn't know anybody in Cleveland Heights. These were the first families that I met. And this man, that father, welcomed me into their family and used to treat me like them. He would wrestle with us. He used to put the iron claw on us. I remember this man good. So I'm kind of feeling they lost. I mean, it wasn't my own father.
But he wasn't
but I don't want a cookie cutter response to that because the memories that evoked was great. It took me back to a time when it wasn't even about race. This is a black man that worked for the post office. And I remember that because he used to deliver mail. And he married a Turkish woman.
And his other folks.
Yes, because she always had that accent. And that's why their names was Kenan and Kamal.
And a lot of
she
y'all,
always used to say, Kamal. But she had an accent. And it evoked memories. And I'm like, I want a real response to that.
And a lot of y'all dudes out here be wearing them Turkish chains. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, the Turkish links?
Turkish links.
Yeah, I had them. Ain't no AJ, ain't no you too.
I really want to represent for my man.
And it's other folks who share the memories.
And we went from elementary school all the way to high school.
But let me ask you a quick. Let me ask him a quick question.
Yeah.
Keep your thought. Keep it. Keep it all the way locked in. When you see this picture right here, to show your condolences, what's the first thing that comes in your mind?
You looking at that man.
Just being over there. Like, just being part of that family.
If you need anything,
call me.
Here you go.
Just being, like, I got accepted in their family. Like, it was shit. It was just like, hey, it's the dude from down the street.
You walk in, you get the pound. I walk in, you get the hood.
He put the iron claw on me just like he did his son.
Right.
You come in here, because he was a wrestling fan. And he always wrestled with the kid.
Right,
so you come in here, you gonna get the claw, boy. Yeah, right. But it was
claw,
like,
boy.
I really feel for them because I hadn't talked to them in years. Like, I ain't seen the one dude is like in Houston somewhere. But I really hadn't seen them since like 9th or 10th grade. But that picture just evoked memories of, damn, I used to be really close with this family. Like, I was over there. They literally live catty corner across from where my mother lived. So I was over there all the time.
So he was one of them dudes.
You know how you just grow up with people and then y'all lose touch and you never,
He was one of them dudes.
But I'm going to say this in a loving way, like, coming through the high school.
Shout out to them dudes in the neighborhood. Not the dope man.
No, not the dope man.
But to them dudes, man.
And their father's name was Elwood. And this dude used to just, like, welcome me in his house like it wasn't shit.
It's very necessary.
And that's what the memory, it evoked memories of. When people just used to, like, accept you like they... And my parents did that. And a lot of neighborhood people did that back then.
My
not
mom
now,
did, too.
Now, it's not that same. Like, this dude used to just welcome me in the house like I was just another one of his kids. Hey, come on in here, boy. You know? don't have that anymore.
No, you know what it was?
So I kind of feel they lost for real.
No, because it's a whole feeling in the era with that. Man, you know what I'm saying?
I feel they lost because this was a real dude.
And folks need to revere men like that. You know what I'm saying? I had a man in my life named Mr. Watson, Mr. Anderson. But Watson drove the RTA. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Anderson, he was the man back in D.C. and shit. You know what I'm saying? They used to run the wreck and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And these type of dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? The memories you got, Jay.
Yeah.
Other kids shared those memories.
Until I saw that picture, I kind of forgot about that feeling.
This type of dudes brought to the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of forgot that feeling until I saw that picture.
Hey, look. See, so, okay. What was I talking about on the part one?
And these things that the young man draw from.
You know what I mean? Getting these memories of moments I took pictures of and, you know.
You can look at it. And what? What was saying?
So I look at it.
You look at it.
I remember. When I look at this picture, I remember 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th grade. All right there in one picture.
Real shit. Real live talk. Real live talk. Memories are just like the situation. Okay. We all have the.
Breathe. Let it all out.
Okay, let me take a little moment real quick. Yeah, make sure.
Let it all out.
Make sure they understand.
Wait. Talk to him.
Memories are those situations. Just like foundational traumas. And boom, boom. It's all about the perspective you look at them as. Like I said, I operate on the level and frequency of taking individuals that have priceless, non-monetary value, but priceless memories with. And I use that as a reason to fucking still fuck with them, even though they have did some shit that make you be like, man, fuck them memories.
Yeah. That's real shit.
So.
And some memories can be monetized.
How do we get to the point in the place where the individual that shares the same memory as you, they're seeing it, and they know they're involved, and they know they, whether it's directly or indirectly, how do we get to that place where it's reciprocation? Like,
they remember
if I'm not sitting here being foul towards you,
yeah.
Even though you almost, you know, even though you did this, even though I did that, even though, because one thing I'll go ahead and say when it comes to memories and reciprocation, what I'm talking about specifically right now.
Yes, sir.
I got some shit that I had a big hand in that make individuals be like, oh, okay. I ain't reached that point you reached. So I'm going to handle, I'm going to deal with, I'm going to address.
Mm-hmm. That's
the same memories you got. This is how I'm going to handle them, because I may not be where you are in the frequency of moving forward.
Well, yeah. Of course, whenever that, because you in your own existence and frequency. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't make a lot of sense.
But you could bring that reality into your reality if you know how to capitalize off the memory.
Only way
right? Memories can be monetized. You know what I'm saying?
And the only way that comes about is if you see the beauty in people's uglies. I say that all the time.
Perfect example of that time. Mm-hmm. Memories, right? Beauties in the uglies. Just like positive and the negatives. Falling and overcoming, right? You know what I'm saying? Off of the thought pattern coming back. And so look, like to this day, I remember.
Run that beat back one more time.
I remember being.
I love that beat.
Yeah. This shit is ridiculous. He was hitting your all cylinders.
Thanks, fellas.
I have the memory that he was working on this beat before I left his ass last night.
I want you to go in on that memory. Thought, though. Continue with that thought.
Yeah, finish your thought.
But I do got to say this. Man, that beat, I listened to that beat all night long. And it was like. I don't know.
Thank you, sir.
I feel
thank
like
you,
in
sir.
Some type of way I actually reeled off. Like, I kind of like feel like, kind of like, oh, holy shit. Like, you know, it's a proud moment on either way.
And
but it's like, damn, he did some shit. He did me better than me.
Hey, look.
I was channeling you.
Look, and this ain't no big me up. Yeah. Didn't I? When you had.
You gave me this. Hold on. You gave me this. Now y'all about to hear it.
Turn it up a little bit so they can hear it.
You gave me that.
I'm a drummer by nature, y'all. So I'm sitting here around two real live producers.
I always wanted,
and beat makers.
I always wanted to be a drummer. So
therefore, They just understand the method of making beats right now in today's era more than I do and have the patience for. But best believe.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, brother.
The memory of some of the beats I put out here. The memory of some of the beats I put out here. You're about to see. Anyway, moving
and,
forward.
And this is drawing off of memory, y'all. The things that I incorporate in my music. Like I told you, Ty, I've been in 3 states, 5 cities. I lived there. I didn't fly through them states and cities. I lived there. So me and my folks had to go there and ingratiate ourselves with the folks, meet people and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? To live there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you get ingratiated in that culture. You know what I'm saying? And these different things I draw off of, you know what I'm saying? I'm from D.C. I'm uptown nigga, you know what I'm saying? And we do the go-go. So a lot of my drumming, I used to be on the bongos. I used to beat on the buckets. You know what I'm saying? I was a breakdancer.
You do it downtown.
You know what I'm saying? In Seattle, I get over there. It's gangster macking. Keyboards. Synths. I never heard that before. I get on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, in Seattle. Shout out to High Point Projects, Tacoma, West Tacoma, and Washington Heights. You know what I'm saying? Out there, you know what I'm saying?
But I got to say this real quick. So my dudes, Kenan and Kamal, I just sent it out on Facebook, but I'd like to say this.
Shout out, yo.
No, I put this pic remind me of the times when I used to come over and play b-ball in the brick driveway and watch you and your brother get the iron claw from your dad. And then we would go upstairs and play double dribble and 10-yard fight.
10-yard
fight, yes. That's how far back we go. And I hope somehow this podcast get to them. But that's the memories of the vote.
I couldn't even play the game, really, but I remember that. Good.
All you gotta do is share the link.
I could get on the stick.
We finish with this situation. Yeah. We finish with
share the link.
I could get on
the
stick. I was too young.
He was a great guy. And then I put under that, I wish the world had more fathers like him.
Yes, sir. And those type of men is necessary
now. He was a truly great guy.
Very necessary, man. No, the memories. The dude, look, Mr. Watley. Mr. Watley, look, I remember one time me and my family was going through hard times, right? Look, man, look, so, you know, my mom, you know, like, but during this time, though.
To hell with Hawkins.
Pour some more in here for you, sir. Do your thing. Do your thing, boy. Do your thing.
Truly great father.
Yeah, yeah. And we are truly great fathers ourselves.
Mr. Elwood Hawkins, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
He was a good father.
And all the men cut of that cloth, man, they deserve to be revered. Elwood Hawkins, he deserved to be revered, man. Y'all know that, man. Y'all toast up for that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because those memories that he created, that energy that he resonated amongst young men. You know what I'm saying? It's something special out here that those type of men need to be revered nowadays. Is dudes still doing it? You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to revere those men and show those men appreciation. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your kids show them appreciation. Don't let your kids go disrespect nobody like that. This is what's going on nowadays. Because your kids gonna remember that. That's gonna be in their memory.
It's gonna be.
And that's how you get respectful with young kids. You know what I'm saying? Memory is something very important.
I wish he had more memories like that than the negative ones.
And look, and I'm sitting here.
I really wish that.
And looking at my seeds. I was like, those memories that be coming up on the little Google photos and boom, boom, boom. I share them with my kids. Like, hey, you remember this time? Hey? And they be like, oh, okay. Because, you know, in the digital age we are right now, if my pops was alive, my mom's is still alive. Shout out to you, Mom Dukes.
Hey.
But if they were able to share certain memories the way they come about when they took the picture, quote unquote, you know what I mean? They would be stepping over their timelines.
Right. You know, funny thing about when I see that picture of your pops in the room, like, you ever just see a picture and you know somebody cool? I never met this man one day in my life. So I don't talk about him a lot. So they ain't like a lot of stories. But you know how you just see a picture and you like, that dude was cool. He was all right.
Yeah,
I look at that picture. Every time I go in the room, I look at that picture and be like, he was all right. I can see that just from the picture. Sis,
as real as
sometimes you just look at a picture and be like, hey, he was alright.
A picture do say 1,000 words, dude.
And like I say, my man don't never talk about it all like that, so it ain't like he giving me stories and nothing, you know, to build the kid or say my dad was this about that, because we really don't talk about it. And that's honest God truth.
It's just off of look.
Say it again.
Just honest God truth.
Knowing him, you know, and looking at him.
It. But I just look at the picture when I go in there, I'm like, hey, he was an all right guy.
But you want to know what's funny? You two are individuals that I was leaning on and actually hanging out a little bit more and what developed our relationship right now when he passed.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah. No, because I remember
it's something can't nobody go through by themselves, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't even know,
have
man.
To.
Y'all helping me right now from going through depression.
You shouldn't have to go through shit like that.
Oh, so y'all, y'all don't even know. Y'all been helping me from going through depression the past look, year from the loss I had.
I'm serious, man.
Real quick.
You got memory, anybody but one friend.
Memory situation. we downtown kicking it. It's me and the Apache. L down there. And you ain't right here, too. We in the bathroom, you know what I mean, at a spot downtown. And 88... It started choking.
Wait, pause this real quick. Hold on. Look, he about to tell this story.
And look, me and Apache.
I need to be here to defend myself.
Me and Apache was looking at each other.
He going to tell it like it's on some Pulp Fiction shit.
No.
Like they had to stick the every pin in my heart.
No. I'm going to tell it exactly how it went. Jay is sitting there choking and trying to catch his breath and catch his, you know, and get himself together.
I didn't have my hand there, y'all.
Look. Me and Apache already fucking. We already on next level fucking Zoo.
You sound like a Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, me and Apache is done.
Yeah, we had victory.
We sobered up so fast. And here's why we stay calm. Because Jay kept telling us he's cool.
I'm cool. I'm like, I don't have my head. Look, it's all right. I ain't got my head. And then my book is dead. Oh, they're like, shit, we stab him in the heart? Like, with the MVP, like the Pulp Fiction?
And we have no MVP. Yeah, they don't stab me.
Man, if they had the Pulp Fiction shit, they would have stabbed me in the heart. I'm telling you.
So we crack it up.
I'm like,
me and the
Apache
looking at each other like. And Jay kept telling us the whole time. But real live memories. Like, we didn't overreact to some shit.
No. You know, y'all was kind of scared, though.
Yeah, of course. Like, we don't want to see what our brush is. That's the way right in front of me. Because I've seen that before. You know what I mean? That's on some memory stuff. I've watched individuals I love and care about die right before my very eyes. And I couldn't do anything.
No, y'all was looking at me. I'm like, no, I'm good.
I couldn't do anything to stop it. I couldn't do anything to stop it. You know what I mean? Music. But anyway.
Yeah, disconnecting. But no, real live memory. And I thought he was going to tell that was a lightweight version.
That was super lightweight.
Yeah.
But it was all the way
he
real
to tell about how the panic was that set in. That's why I was like, hold on, I need to defend myself. Because they was like, hey. They about to call the paramedics and shit. I can't even breathe. I'm like,
Apache was like, he was like.
Like,
hey, what this, y'all do, man?
No,
what y'all do to
I started choking. I ain't had no inhaler.
He said it.
But I knew how
he was sitting there saying it to us. As he was sitting there trying to catch his.
But they was over there like this close. They had 9-1 in the phone.
Yeah.
They was just missing the last one. They like, like, all I got to do is press the one.
But look.
But I thought he was going to tell the story of the panic. Because if you had the panic, he had kind of said, yeah, they didn't think I was going to be all right. But I was in between breaths. I'm like, okay. But just, like, you sure?
But just like, memory show.
But you know what? The funny part of it, not the funny part, but the real part of it is that they stuck around long enough to see if I was okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of motherfuckers was just ran like, we don't want no attachments to this body. No. But they actually stuck around to make sure that I was okay. So that's the real part of it.
Because
they didn't believe me when I kept telling them I was okay. So shout out to real people that stick around and don't want to, you know, don't dodge a body.
Hey, yo, that's
like, they like, well, we got to find out if this motherfucker okay.
When
Hey, for real.
Hey, look. Hey, look. Real live talk.
Despite what he's saying.
Hey, look. Real live talk. When you took a body, you understand how to value a body.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, he see you all right, but we still need to stick around.
So, ladies, just know when you love a real nigga, yeah, he gonna kiss you and everything, but you might just every now and then, you might have to, you know, explain the body or something, you know what I'm saying? Because he ain't gonna go nowhere.
Look, my brethren heard somebody. Look. Brethren Capone right here, Sean Poe, heard somebody say, hey, I'm glad you offer the memory.
Of me. I ain't mean to get sentimental, y'all.
But we're gonna go ahead.
That's what it's all about tonight, man.
That's what it's all about in this podcast episode right here.
Y'all can't see me, but I kind of teared up a little bit. I had to walk away from
it. No, I felt it. But it was a real memory too, though, because I had a couple dudes like that. Like I told you, I came up the hard way on the corner, and you know, like I wasn't really at home a lot. So like, if one Mr. Anderson of the other men,
Mr. Anderson,
I want to point something out. Other dudes like him, you know what I'm saying?
They kept the things in my dad told me. To this day.
I want to point out something that you called the man Mr. Anderson.
Mister.
How many Mr. Anythings do these kids know in their neighborhood? We knew Mrs. Williams, Mr. Anderson, all of that shit. Yeah, because man. Who are the people in your neighborhood?
Mr. Davis, Mrs. Clark.
You knew all these of people.
You knew
Miss Parker, the fact that Joe, and Tom Bridges.
Anybody
that's what
that
happened. That's what happened, nigga.
And anybody that he know. No, but seriously.
Tom Bridges.
And look, Joe. And anybody that he know. But seriously. How many people could say Mr. Anderson saved me from a lot of trouble?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones saved, by the way, the kids still call me Mr. Jones. Which my mother is still mad about.
Look, the kids call me Mr. T, so how you think I feel? You know what I mean?
I'm Mr. Poe.
No, like
I'm Mr. T.
Like my stepchildren. Mr. Poe. No. My stepchildren still call me Mr. Jones.
I got
my mother be like, why? Oh, they still call me Mr. Jones.
Like Mr. T, they don't even know the origins of the real Mr. T.
But I'm getting called this. Crocodiles and rolling around the country with a underage gymnastic team.
Oh,
shit. Oh, you don't remember the cartoon?
No.
Mr. Man. T, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He was rolling around with an underage gymnastic group.
You don't remember that, man?
Yeah,
wrestling
crocodiles.
I ate the cereal, man. I ate the cereal.
I ate the cereal.
I watched the cartoon.
Hey, Mr. T.
Hell, man. Oh, my name is Gary with
the T. Oh, man. The cereal like ain't hold a candle to E.T., though. E.T. was the live cereal a lot of the time. Or King of Yama Yama Yama.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Fruit Island. King of Yama Yama was the...
Fruity Island?
Yeah,
Fruity
Island.
Yeah, you the... Oh, yes, I know exactly what
Memories. Man, yo, comment if y'all remember the Yama Yama, man.
Yama Yama Yama. But I say this thing about business.
You didn't realize, comment, like, subscribe if you remember the Yama Yama Yama.
You ain't realized Mr. T was rolling around with a bunch of 16-year-old gymnasts.
Yes, I do.
Oh, especially the one dude.
This is the what they call that.
He was the coldest one in the book. With the white.
This is the prelude to the Harvey Weinstein book.
I ain't dealing.
I used to solve mysteries with underage gymnasts.
No. We ain't about to do this to my man. No, we ain't about to.
I'm glad it was a cartoon.
No.
Thank God it wasn't a live show.
Yes, it don't matter. Yes, sir.
What you just said. What you just associated it with.
And
then he used to get confused. He used to know how to perp the BSAs at the end. He got confused. He said, hey, kids, stay in milk and drink in school.
Yeah. He say shit like that on there. And in the cartoon.
He like,
in an episode. Did he just say? Yeah. He let you know.
He said, stay in milk and drink in school.
Eat your prayers and say your vitamins. This is to go back to another episode. What do you do when you find out certain truths? Milk don't do a body good, y'all. Okay?
It doesn't do.
I ain't going to get started on that.
It's good.
No. I'm just saying. It ties into a topic we recently did. What do you do when you find out?
The truth. I'm not going to even get it. I'm not going to get into it. Because you believe it can be true.
I feel betrayed. Don't be the truth.
Feel betrayed.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to even get into it. Listen, I don't even want to get into the milk does the body good because what animal on this earth drinks another animal's milk? Now, don't get me started on that, please. You don't never see a tiger sucking off of a goat. Why in the hell do we drink cow's milk? And then tell the Jamaicans they wrong with drinking goat milk. Like, oh, that's just nasty.
That's an animal.
But you, no other animal on this earth, I don't care if it's a whale, I don't care if it's a platypus, they don't drink, no mammal drinks another mammal's milk, except for humans. Except for humans. So, no... Don't even get me started on that, man. And why did we choose a cow in the first place? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why we choose a cow in the first place? Who made the cow to get end-all, be-all of milk? Why would a human that get nurtured by their mother decide to say, hey, mom, your milk is shitty. I'm about to go get Bessie's. What would make you decide that?
I'm done, y'all.
That's what I'm saying. So when you dig deep, that's why I said I didn't even want to get started on it. Don't even get me started on why we drink another mammal's milk.
Nope. We ain't about to do this. We be ending it right now, y'all. Hey, look. hey.
Somebody answer that for me.
Nope. There ain't nobody going to have no answer for that until you bring it back and keep on killing them. Elaborating on that because you already, man, look. Hey, look. All right, y'all.
And we chose a cow.
Look.
We chose a heifer.
Look, yo, look.
Exactly.
Look, y'all.
Listen, it's all about memories.
Look.
I don't want memories of drinking
and the
milk.
Memories, we've always been told, milk does the body good. And it really doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Because we got all the calcium we need by the time we five.
Fluoride for our teeth. Let's talk about that. We need it at
that's
the early age.
I'm saying. You don't get the historian started. I want to think about my man L. Wood. I want to think about good memories. I don't even want to think about bad memories because I got bad memories. But I don't even want to share the bad memories with you now because a family isn't mourning that I really care about. So I'm going to think about good memories because I got like a whole 50 minutes of bad memories.
No, okay.
So I want to. That's what I'm saying. I want to focus on the good memories right now. Yeah, I don't want to focus on why we drink bovine milk. I want to focus on good memories. So, people out there, you got a good memory. This is a feel-good time. Share a good memory with us.
If you have a
share something that's positive and uplifting.
Share it.
I don't even want to think about nothing negative right now. I just want to think about things that made you, things that still make you...
That connect to the people.
Not to sound like soft, but things still make you warm on the inside.
Things that still make you warm on the inside that connect to people that you know for a fact was genuine and solid with you.
That's what I want to focus on.
That part.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that. Yeah, there we go.
Think about some things that made you really happy.
So anyway.
We're not doing negative things. We're doing all happy.
Do it again. Hit it again.
Hey, we doing all happy tonight.
So, hey, y'all live it up to the best of your ability. Be sucker free if you know how to be.
Yeah,
be careful out here if you know how to be as well. Start with self first. It'll help. And it's never too late to get your... It's never too late to get your AAA membership. Anyway.
And if you got a broke down car, get it too.
You know what?
There's two AAA memberships. You know the one we talking about. If you've been paying attention. You know our
AAA. We ain't talking about no
road. But it
don't
hurt to keep your car in check.
I can't deal with this guy. Line out, man. Hey, look. Look, since you have the access to the speaker, play something. Play something in your arsenal, man. Go ahead and carry this out.
I'm gonna
put a track with that, then.
No. Play something you have. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah.
Sunday football games. That would remind me of Dennis Park. Sunday football. Y'all know me out there. used to like beat each other up
Jefferson
right before the Browns game.
Hey, look, look, hey, look, look, hey, look, look, let the music talk. We ain't gotta say nothing else, y'all. Nothing else. We didn't say it at all. Say nothing else, cause I'm something else. Come on now. Right. Live out.